Time now for a look at what's making headlines in the international newspapers. Leo McGuinn joins us for that. And Leo, you're going to start with our top story there, that political turmoil in South Korea.
Yeah, I'll start with Joseon Ilbo, which is South Korea's most read newspaper, considered more right-leaning and conservative. This is their English site this morning. You can see the piece here, First Lady Scandal Escalates. Members of the opposition bloc have linked President Yoon's decision to declare martial law to an ongoing investigation into his wife, First Lady Kim Kyung-hee. They say the declaration was a politically motivated tactic to divert attention from a special counsel investigation into his wife due to start next week. Kim is accused of entrusting her bank accounts to scammers who manipulated stock prices. Well, I'll show you Han Kyoro next, which is another one of South Korea's leading newspapers, this time more on left-leaning. They report that leaders of the Democratic Party have filed a motion to impeach the president, and a vote could come as early as Friday. The Korea Herald, which is the country's biggest English language newspaper, tell us that the Korean media are calling not only for Yoon's resignation, but also his arrest. Journalists and officials from an alliance of eight major news media organizations met for an emergency press conference at the Korea Press Center. The meeting reaffirmed the media's unequivocal opposition to martial law, delivering a series of strongly worded statements demanding Yoon's immediate resignation and arrest. Part of that decree made provisions placing all media under direct military control and banning activities deemed as manipulation of public opinion, which was seen as a direct threat to press freedom. I'll finish with one piece outside of Korea. This is The Guardian in the UK. They say that this appears to have been a desperate gamble in the face of rock-bottom public popularity. Yoon may have thought that his nostalgia for authoritarianism would resonate with at least some on the South Korean spectrum. The last time martial law was declared was 1980, when hundreds were killed by dictator Chun Doo-hwan, a man who's actually received praise from President Yoon in the past. The Guardian notes that the unanimous vote in the National Assembly to overturn the declaration suggests that Yoon has majorly miscalculated.
Okay. Well, articles in the British papers are something you've picked up on next, Leo, notably a scandal around a TV personality.
Yeah, Greg Wallace, presenter on MasterChef. He was all over the front pages yesterday, and he makes the front pages again, not for good reasons, whether it be Daily Express, the Daily Mail, or the Daily Mirror. Here, the original allegations were of sexual comments to contestants on the show, which led Wallace to step down pending investigation. And yesterday, he apologised for suggesting that the allegations only came from a handful of middle-class women of a certain age. Today, as you can see with this Mirror headline, new claims have emerged as two women accuse Wallace of groping them. The BBC reported claims Wallace touched and groped a woman, while another alleged he laughed after touching her from behind with his waist while brushing past her. A third woman said Wallace exposed himself to her in his dressing room, what she saw as some sort of sick power play. As you can see in the Mirror as well this morning, there are also accusations that Wallace asked a sign language interpreter to sign inappropriate phrases. In the meantime, the BBC have pulled their two MasterChef Christmas specials as an investigation into Wallace's behaviour is underway.
And you're staying in the UK next, Leo, with a controversy surrounding a football player.
This is all about Crystal Palace captain Mark Gahey. You can see from the headline in the Times Sport this morning, he defied the FA by writing "Jesus loves you" on a rainbow armband last night. The armbands are being worn by all Premier League captains to show support for LGBTQ plus inclusion in sport. The Football Association told Gahey and his club that religious messaging is banned on kits after Gahey wrote "I love Jesus" on his armband during his weekend fixture. But last night, the England international doubled down, as you can see. I'll try and show you a zoomed up image there. Palace were playing Ipswich, and Ipswich's captain Sam Morsy is actually the only captain who refused to wear an armband, citing religious beliefs, although he's previously worn shirts with gambling sponsors on. And that's the point that the Telegraph make. Mark Gahey's dad has come out and called it a double standard. His dad, who's a church minister, has questioned why the FA has reprimanded his son, but not Sam Morsy. He's accused the Premier League of pandering to the demands of LGBTQ community over Christians. A spokesperson for national LGBTQ plus charity Stonewall has not condemned the actions of either player. They say it's up to individuals to choose if and how they show their support for LGBTQ plus inclusion in sport.
Okay, and finally, Leo, Oxford University Press names its word of the year.
Yeah, the Oxford word of the year for 2024, as you can see in the New York Times, is brain rot. I think I can relate to this one quite a lot. It's defined as the supposed deterioration of a person's mental or intellectual state as a result of overconsumption of material considered trivial or unchallenging. Unbelievably, actually, the first use of this word was back in 1854, but the word's really gained traction of late, especially initially with Gen Z, but it's now being used in the mainstream. The usage saw an increase of 230%. Between 2023 and 2024. According to the Oxford University Press, brain rot speaks to one of the perceived dangers of virtual life and how we're using our free time. Last year, the word of the year was Riz. I'll give you a few more that made the shortlist this year. Demure, someone reserved or restrained in appearance or behaviour. Dynamic pricing, we can thank Oasis for that one. And slop, art, writing or other content generated using AI shared online in an intrusive way, characterised as being of low quality, inauthentic or inaccurate. So there's some new words for your vocabulary here.
Is slop a new word? Sloppy, I suppose. I think
in this context it is. I still don't quite get it. But
Liam McGuinn, thanks a lot for that look at the international papers. Time for